Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a fabulous show for you today. I have to say, Benny, I'm still getting used to the new time spot, but I'm kind of loving it. You know, we're not you. Do you feel me right there?
Oh, and I've done it for 20 years. And so you'll eventually slide right in and it'll be just like, you know, the back of your hand. No problems. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Let's ask Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how you feel about the new time slot, right? Kind of get you moving early.
You know, you guys take kind of the hard stuff, so I can kind of sit back and just enjoy the show. So it's a great way to start my day.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you just love that? Well, I'll tell you, both of you fasten your seatbelts because we have a fabulous guest. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on here for this time spot. And I promise you, we have quite a bit that we're planning for you and with this flagship station. And today's show is the beginning of that. When I think about people that make choices in their lives, and they make these choices from a combination of, and this is my language, mind, body, and soul. And you look at your life and you're well accomplished. You know, you've got all the credentials. You know what you're doing in life. But if you heard my story, that wasn't going to be it. Even though you do all the things society wants you to do, somewhere along the way, you discover something in your heart. And when you discover that something in your heart, it is very, very difficult to carve out a pathway that doesn't come from there. Today, I want you to meet an amazing woman. You know, Dr. Vijaya Nair joining me here today, amazing woman, amazing doctor. And when you think and hear what she has to say, I challenge you not to be energized. I challenge you not to be able to step up and say to yourself, I am going to do what I need to do to understand the absolutely just debilitating aspect of stress and anxiety. And if you're who she is, Harvard and Columbia University, trained physician, transformational health and business coach, medical researcher, best-selling author, international speaker, and hopefully a regular on our network, you will discover that this is not a conversation that she takes lightly, but she does take a light approach to it. She has taught visualization, you know, guided imagery, all of these things you've heard about. But what is it she has learned from this journey beyond the credentials, beyond the degree? That's what you're going to hear today. In addition to understanding that today, the three pillars to transform stress into power, freedom, and balance, the way to do that is within you. It's within you. But what is it she's done to discover that for herself? It's so great, Dr. Vijaya. Dr. Vijaya, thank you for joining me here today. It's so good to have you here.
It's so fun to be on your show, Dr. Pat. It's such an honor. May I call you Pat?
Yeah, Benny calls me Ping Pong Penny. You know, like, Jay is good. Look, the point is, see, what you and I have learned is something interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
We've kind of learned, yeah, we've got credentials. Yeah, we've done things. But boy, we've learned from experiences. I want to start out with a question I've been asking people for 20 years. First of all, thank you for doing what you do, because the world needs this now more than they ever had. I thought maybe we needed it in 2007 and 8, but I look at this now. We don't even have the medical research yet all available to us to see what the full impact is. But I got to ask you this question. Outside of you and I being closeted ping pong players, I would love to know, here you are today, I barely scratched the surface on what you do. What were some of the challenges? What were some of the obstacles? What did you overcome to get you right here now?
Oh, we didn't even go in there. So all of you listeners out there and those of you who identify with any of the challenges or all of the challenges that I've gone through and Dr. Pat has gone through, welcome to the Club of Transformational Network talk show. That is a unique kind of like, and you may have like been right in the center of it, or, you know, right in the middle of it, or you may have just overcome it, some of your challenges. But I hate to tell people this, that there is 10,000 challenges ahead of us. And it's like, what's going out there, it's not as bad as what you have gone through and the lessons you have learned. And so what are the challenges I have? Oh, like diagnosed with two cancers, about to lose my children, three kids, lose my job, didn't get a visa in time, you know, to stay in the United States. What else can go? Oh, didn't have insurance, no money. You know, anybody who wants to talk about any of these challenges, there is... Today's talk will just bring you how to transform your immense stress, because that was what I was going to go was going through. You can have all the credentials in the world, but I realized, and sometime in the show here, and I'll say, I only had one major problem. It looked like as if I had so many issues: health, relationships, money, job, environment. Where was I going to stay, raise the kids? But there was only one problem. And that's what today's talk is about.
Yeah.
So fasten your seatbelts.
You know what I love about this? I want to talk about vision for a minute because it sets the stage. I didn't understand the power of setting a vision in play. And I'm very fortunate to have been doing the show through what the world called the new thought age. But here's what happened to me. And I think you'll appreciate this. 6 months after saying yes to this, and I bought AIR in 2003 on internet. Nobody was on the internet. But 6 months after this, I came down with a mystery disease. Now, I now know what that was. I now know what it was from. It changed the entire trajectory of the show. The show wasn't even called this. It was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. I was having a blast. But I wasn't making that $250,000 a year in the Deloitte Touche job consulting, but I was so happy. And I want to ask you this. You are an author. You're out in the world. You've moved beyond this. Now you have a vision. 100 million healthy, happy, thriving, successful entrepreneurs. I hope I'm one of them.
You already are.
I hope I'm joining.
You've graduated, you know. We all have graduated. I just want to tell people that if you think you're somewhere low or middle or high, there's no such conversation. You already have the full range of consciousness in you. You already have everything within you. Now, express it. Now, bring it out. That vision in you, that real vision in you, not your ego-centered vision, the real vision of your heart. That's what I do. And all the information that you're hearing, it's not transformation. That's the first thing I want you guys to take away from. The takeaway, first takeaway is information is not transformation. If you're going to go through stress, if you have stuff that's going on in your life and you have no clue how to handle it, or you try many things, or you have done many things, and you're already in a state of apathy, you're like, what's the use? What's going to work for me? And once you're in that state, just know that the information that you're getting from, you know, even the talk course shows, even all the people that you listen to, the wonderful people, the books that you read, the webinars that you watch, the podcasts you repeatedly hear, it's not going to matter until the transformation hits you. work with a coach, a mentor, somebody you trust. That is primary, because listening is not transformational. It starts the process of like awakening. Oh my God, there's something here. But that's like the process of transformation. And you gotta like, you know the difference and how can you get there? So yes, we are all welcome in the journey. The journey never ends, but more and more fun along the way. And that's the pathway to healing, healing from all your stresses.
Wow. You know, my gosh, I knew I was going to have so much fun with you, and we're just warming up right now. Look, you use a phrase. We're going to talk about the five takeaways for today, what we want people to know. But there's a phrase you use. I love this phrase, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it. They just dance around this, but you're like coming right at it. Toxic goals. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up, we're going to go over and leave people with these three pillars to transform stress. But more importantly, there are things to listen to. There are things to understand. But I don't think people understand how show-stopping a toxic goal is. From your point of view, you teach it. It's in your webinars. It's a fabulous term. Tell us what that is, because I think if people saw this, they'd be like, oh my goodness, I see exactly what she's saying.
Yeah, we have to apply things to our life. And I am a number one for toxic goal. I used to teach toxic goal. I didn't even know what that meant. But all the personal development mentors and people I worked with all my life were like, wow, you have to do this. And if you like, set this goal, if that's what you want. And then all the productivity apps will come out and all the sheets will come out. Oh, are you procrastinating? Oh, you have to do this. It was all behavior based. And there is a role for behavior, but the fundamental understanding, the shift that I had when I had my own near-death experience, I was bleeding like crazy. Bleeding away, hemorrhaging from uterine fibroids, and they thought was cancerous. So it was like right in that state, you know, you were like looking at yourself and it says, you know, how worse can it get? How bad? Well, it had to get much worse. But I had a near-death experience back. And when I had that near-death experience, I heard, I saw, I recognized a lot of things that it took me years, 20 years to like, wow, find out what it meant. So toxic goals was the first thing I heard. And it was like, the first thing that I heard was when I was going through the divorce, when I was going through the near bankruptcy, when I was going through like, I'm going to lose my kids. Heck, I was going to lose my life. And what I heard was, your feelings are only coming from your thinking in the moment. Your feelings are coming from your thinking in the moment. That means the world, my ex-husband, he didn't cause my grief. He didn't cause anything. The world didn't do that to me. Oh, the lack of a job didn't do that to me. My bank account didn't do, or lack of funds in my bank account didn't do that to me. It was my thought, my thinking in the moment that was causing my sadness, my anger, my resentment, my disappointment, my stress. So yes. Toxic goals is a very important concept, because it helped so many, you know, business people, ordinary individuals, because when they understand the concept that the toxic goals is a phenomena, and it's like something we constantly are trained from young. Remember when we go to school and we said, and your mom or dad or even teachers tell you that, oh, if you do well in school, you're going to get a prize and, you know, you're going to get X, Y, Z. Or when you feel sad, you know, your mother or dad or whatever would give you, oh, this is a teddy bear or an ice cream to feel better, because they thought your feelings, correctly or not correctly, but your feelings are coming from the event, the circumstances that happened in life. We are constantly told that the fulfillment, peace of mind, or satisfaction comes from money, the material possessions, accomplishments, the job status, or even the weather, right? Yeah, or COVID, whatever, you know. But so a toxic goal is making a goal from an external, from all these things that you have to do in order to feel good. The fulfillment. Remember I talked about it? Fulfillment, yeah. The happiness. You know, everything comes from fulfilling that goal. That it's to really believe in that. And we all do. We grow up in that culture. But you believe that I'll be happy when I achieve that goal, or I'm not happy because I don't have my goal yet. Or if I had my goal, the running conversation, if I had my goal, I'll be really happy. Well, the problem is it doesn't work that way. And you don't have to have a near-death experience to believe in that, because it's all over all the spiritual texts talk about it, all the depth, the essence of all the faiths talk about it, but we didn't hear it. We don't hear it. And we forget. And it's a great spiritual truth. Like all spiritual truths, it comes and it goes. It comes, it hasn't stuck in yet. Whereas you feel that your goals will make you happy. That is a more believable, that has been ingrained in all of us as a habit. It's just not true. So when you figure that out, that it's my feelings, they're not coming from the goal. It's coming from my thinking in the moment. And if your thinking is habitually, you know, pessimistic or optimistic or filled with shame and guilt, your feelings are in perfect alignment. Crappy thoughts, guilty feelings, and guilty results. So you guilt-ridden, anxiety-ridden results. You may have your results, you may get your goal, but you're filled with anger and fear and upset because that's what you started with. And so that doesn't go away. And then it's next goal. You jump over the loop. Now, a goal can be even noble. Like for me, when I went to Harvard, it was to gain the knowledge to free my people who were in institutions. There were thousands of people at that time, you know, in institutions, locked up in mental institutions. And I wanted to know, what can be done? Does it mean you have a chronic mental illness? You have to be locked up for life? As you know, what the Singapore government, you know, said that you have to do, and you know, you can't release harmful people to the streets. So there's variants of that thinking in the world, all over the world, right now, even here, the fear model, right? It wasn't so. But so even a noble goal, even I say, oh no, I'm doing something, I'm making money for my kids, I'm doing something to save the world, your feelings do not come from that. The feelings only come from your thinking in the moment. And thinking, like the weather, they can change. We have 70,000 thoughts every day. And it's like, you know, it can change. Morning, you can have one thought. Afternoon, another thought. Evening, another thought. So your feelings also change. So then what do you do? Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, because you see, this is really, this is pivotal, what you're talking about, what you're teaching. Two things I want to comment on. One, I encourage people out there, don't think you can do this alone. I thought I could do half, my first half of my life, I thought I could do alone, and I realized I couldn't. You know, coaches, mentors, whatever you want to call them, they are essential in the world we're living in right now. And yes. I love that you said that, because both of us know the power of that and the power of helping others in that way. You know, the other thing that you've talked about is these things in life will show up. Negative bank account balances, people that will let you down, relationships that will break up. But I think what you're talking about, what you help people with, what your webinars are about, is to understand that these things do not have to define us. We don't have to become them. We don't have to become our bankruptcy. We don't have to become that. But yet we don't have the tools, and that's what you're teaching. You know, tell people a little bit, because you're teaching this, you've written a book about it. I would love folks to know two things before we continue. One, how do they find out more about you? How do they work with you? How do they sign up for your webinar? Because this is not like, oh, maybe I have the time. This is essential right now for people to get help, even if they don't think they can. So tell folks, if you don't mind, the various ways they can connect with you.
Oh, there's a ton of ways. And
you know, I saw.
I would love you guys, if you feel so, you know, if you feel the calling, you know, I want to know what she's talking about and I want to know more about it. Watch the webinar, The Three Pillars to Power Stress, to Transform Stress into Power, Freedom, and Balance. And that's in www.gobeyondstress.com/webinar. That's simple as that. Sign up is an automatic webinar. So it plays at your time, convenient times, and watch the webinar. It's 45 minutes. So choose a time that, you know, you can watch or watch just a little bit of it and then come back and finish the rest. And then if you feel called to and you see and take notes, but the notes that I want you to take are about insights that you had, a fresh new thought, an idea, how what she's talking about, you know, how does it relate to my life? What have I done? And we all have had goals. We've all been told all the external circumstances are all important. No, this lady is saying, no, it didn't matter. It really didn't matter the circumstances, but my power of my thinking, not the good thought, not the bad thought, not the right thought, not the wrong thought, not the positive thought, not the negative thought, is the power. The fact that you can think that nobody ever teaches. I certainly didn't know about it at Harvard or at Columbia. You know, nobody teaches this.
No.
And that's what you need to get at. So watch the webinar if you're interested to find out about your superpowers and how can I awaken my superpowers? How can I heal myself from, you know, I had cancers. And I said, no, there's something here I need to know. So even though it was very tough, but I was like on a mission. And, you know, so I was thinking, if I get this, so can other people. So can everyone else.
I have to tell you, I love that you created a Transforming Your Life series, the books. And I love that you did this. And let me just tell you why. Because for those of you that are listening, also you could certainly get a copy of the books that are out there. But you have these book series out there. And I've noticed a couple of them, you know, smack in the middle of COVID, and you're writing about this. And you're writing about, I thought, oh my goodness, she doesn't just talk about stuff, she's doing it. What was it about writing the books that changed you? How were you changed? How were you transformed as a result of saying, I'm going to be part of this book series. I'm going to be a contributor. I'm going to do this. What changed in you?
The fact that we all have stories in us. When I see all my clients, and I've coached and mentored thousands of clients, right? Thousands of people, and they all have a wonderful story. And so I participated in this Transforming Your Life series with Cy Blackburn. He's a wonderful, wonderful mentor as well. And we had all my, you know, colleagues, literally, we all contributed what we got out of it. So you asked a very important question. Why did I have this burning desire to write my story out in public, to get people to see and to evaluate their lives, to know that, you know, you don't have to hide it? I had everything, you know, literally everything. And all my colleagues, they had little or all, most of them had two or three or major challenges. But when you share it with the public, when you have something, it could be even sexual abuse, it could be fiscal abuse, it could be bankruptcy, it could be anything. Once you start sharing it, even if you have not overcome it, the fact that you can share it out with people, guess what? The magical word I said, insights can come to you. So I knew by sharing it, I was opening it up to the higher powers that, you know, that I will have a brand new, wow, thought about the situations that I never thought about. And that's what you get out of reading the series, The Transforming Your Life. But I've also written another book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and
exactly.
Other
diseases.
And that was like, you know, you asked me, what did I get out of that? Oh my God, the thousands of callers and people who read that book and asking questions. And I wanted to keep it small so that people have the satisfaction of completing it. So I'm going there with my editor and saying, we need to keep it small. And she tells me, Vijay, you got to keep it small. You got to keep it to a limit the words you're using. Because I wrote a 300-page book, but you weren't going to understand it because it was all scientific jargon. That process of like putting it in words about dietary supplements, about natural therapies, about the importance of what are you eating and how to look at that, all the things, meditation, massages, why the pros and cons of it, right? You had to dilute it so that you can read it at one sitting. So it will transform your life. Once you start going on that path, you will start getting more ideas. How do I raise my consciousness? Which I hope we will come to eventually at this interview. Pat.
Yes, we are going to talk about it. And that's really what this is set up for. Because, you know, part of this is, you know, we are out in the world and we are taking steps every day. But what is underneath that? You know, what is it that moves us forward, that moves us beyond all the challenges, that has you write a phenomenal book that helps other people understand, you know, that's one of the most dreaded words that people never want to hear is cancer. You know this and I know this. You know it from a medical perspective, women, right? That is the one word because they don't have your strength, experience, and hope. And what we're going to look at today in the show is we're going to talk about in the world, in this world where we want to achieve success, how do we raise consciousness? How do we avoid the ego traps? How do we do all this? Because today, that's what part of your message is about. But there's much more that you're doing in the world. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, get ready. Get ready to understand how this is so tied in to this consciousness that we talk about, but you can get there and you're going to hear how to get there when we come back, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Nair.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in The Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Power up with Dr. Pat at a new time. The Dr. Pat Show is still bringing you talk radio to thrive by now at a new time. Listen and watch live on KKNW and the Transformation Network Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Stay tuned for new perspectives, powerful conversations, and epic transformation. For more information on how and where to find Dr. Pat and the rest of the Transformation Network hosts, visit thedrpatshow.com.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Dr. Vijaya Nair joining me here today. Look, this is a little bit of a lot that Dr. Nair is bringing to the forefront. Why? Because obviously you can see she's passionate, but it goes beyond that. You know, when you are purposeful and you see that there are things you can do to help other people in the world, it's almost as if the Great Wall of China cannot get in your way.
Absolutely.
Right. Before we go here, because I really want folks to hear some of the solutions you provided, and especially around the word consciousness, because this is what we don't do. The word stress and the word consciousness. See, in our world, in mainstream, stress, but we don't have a conversation about consciousness. But before we do that, again, please let folks know how they can connect with you, get copies of your books, take the webinar, work with you, all of the above.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Imagine I said again and again, information is not transformation. And you have to look at the feelings that is generated by watching the webinar at gobeyondstress.com/webinar. Very easy to remember. gobeyondstress.com/webinar. And there at the end of the webinar, you will be, if you're interested, the first five people who book a conversation to have a transformational conversation, I will personally take the call. Otherwise, I'm going to give it to my assistants, you know, to do your call with you. But you will get some very seriously experienced people to do it if you're not going to get me. But that is one quick way to do that. The other way is to go to my website, either Go Beyond Stress or drvijayanair.com. drvijayanair.com. And in there, you'll see contact. And I give lots of emails. Put your emails down and put your contact information down there. Just your name and your email address, best email address. And I sent you so many emails. So don't get floored by the emails. It's like looking at life in a different way. And I always offer some help. And see, you know, would you like to take up my help? Would you like to listen to this? Or would you like to, you know, see this program? Whatever it is that you get interested in. If not, also not. It's also, you know, like, all right, that's not your time yet. Yeah. But the question you asked about consciousness and stress, what have the two got in common? It's like, it looks like apples and oranges, right? Jacob, would you put up that diagram? Now, I don't want you guys, any one of you, to get very flawed by this diagram, because there's a lot of research, and this is the what I do with my clients, because yeah. Most important thing is you got to understand. And it's called a map of consciousness. And this work was developed by a brilliant, brilliant psychiatrist by the name of Dr. David Hawkins. You can find his book, this diagram.
Powerful book.
Yeah, Power Versus Force. And that's a wonderful book, you know. But my God, the first two chapters are very hard to read.
I can't believe you and I have that in common. I honestly can't believe it. Because I was given two books at a point in time in my life where I was no way I was going to absorb them. You know what I mean? But people knew. I don't know how they knew. One book was that book. And you're right about it. The other book was a book by Viktor Frankl.
Yes.
And but here we are. And you're talking about something that, boy, if we could understand this, it's a whole different world, isn't it?
It is. So, Jacob, would you do us the honor of putting up the slide there?
All set.
There we go. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
And so for those of you, you're seeing the slide on Facebook now. He's put it right in on Facebook. You're seeing it. And, you know, let's walk people through what they're looking at the moment, because it's powerful.
It is. It is. And you will see if you're on Facebook, and if you're not, you will find it there. And I actually, it is fascinating. It's one of the stepping boards. Like, you know, when I mentor someone, a client, you know, when they're going through what they're going through, And this connection of what your consciousness is very important, because when you look at the left side, the level, you see series of emotions. And what Dr. Hawkins did was he researched 250,000 people and more in a logarithmic scale of kinesiology, that means muscle testing, to see, and this is verified. This is like, you will see this, not in this degree, because I wanted to talk about the different levels, but in a some way, shape or form, the power versus force, the determinants of human behavior, the consciousness, because consciousness gives out vibrations of thought that we see, that the shame thought, the guilt thought, the apathy thought, all the emotions that you see on the lower level. And these are lower level. It's almost like, you know, death. It's like, you know, when you have someone filled the whole day with shame, a lot of shame, because father, mother, teacher, trainer, and their father, mother, teacher, trainer didn't know any better. Now, I grew up in a Catholic convent school. You know, that's where my studies were, right? Most of us have that. And my parents also use shame very effectively. Oh, it's shameful, you know, don't do that thing. And, you know the drill. So everything is like shame. And like, you know, you have to get social approval and you have to be a good girl. You have to, you know, achieve things to make other people happy. A lot of the level of shame that I see in my clients when they come out, and especially when you're depressed and anxious, a lot of your subconscious beliefs. Now, remember, thoughts are just your thinking, conscious thought. It's just like 1%, you know, of the iceberg phenomena. 99% is subconscious. But so when you know throughout the day you're functioning at the shame thoughts or guilt thoughts, apathy thoughts. Do you know that some countries in the world, 80% of the population is apathy? They're just looking out, and you know there can be a grandmother or someone in your family that's just staring out of the window, and just like, you know, they're not looking at anything, they're not eating, they're not taking care of themselves, they don't have the liveness, and they're in apathy. So apathy, it's a real problem, because, you know, when the wars and your shell shock and even the COVID, I've seen people, what's the use? Because in apathy, if you go down, it's a level 50. That's the log scale. And then what do you have the emotion? Despair, hopelessness, the view of life. As you go along that contingent, now there's so much more I could talk about this, because that whole decision process. Now, remember, your thinking is causing your feeling, is causing the actions you're going to take. So there is no positive action. When you go into grief, there's a little bit higher, and you've got to grieve that you can actually say you're sorry or say that, you know, your regrets. And what happens then is that you're going into your life is tragic. Your worldview of life is tragic. So when people ask me, Dr. Vijay, how do people... they understand when they learn about this, and there are ways that, you know, you can come out of this, because you have all the emotions. The power of thought is within all of us. But if we are so used to being told with shame and guilt, and then we feel the apathy, the grief and fear, most people function at fear. Fear is anxiety, is frightening. The worldview is a frightening world. I mean, now you know why different people, some people have a loving view of the world, right? A benign view, a meaningful view. But some people, the same people, could have had the hopeless view, the tragic view. So all the emotions correlate. Now, all the lower emotions from 175 down to the lowest, shame, they all correspond to a very negative emotions. So we have a negative worldview. The pride, it's amazing how much, you know, scorn there is, demanding there is. And we all know people who have that, right? But we don't see that we have it. And that's a huge debilitating. It robs you of life. Then when you have courage, when you have courage and you want to see courage, go to an AA meeting. You know, the Alcoholic Anonymous. Oh, Narcotics Anonymous. I've been to all these meetings. And my God, the courage it takes to talk about your problem. Even for a transformation session, right?
Yeah.
That is hugely inspiring, but inspiring to them too, because remember, they're vulnerable. They're shaking in their boots, you know, but they come out and they talk about, you know, what is affecting them. And there may be repercussions. Even so, they are willing to put their life at stake by having the courage to talk about it. Now, many soldiers, by going into war, right, and fighting the enemy, or, you know, doing what they have to do to protect their country, like you see in Ukraine, you know, they are crossing, people are crossing over to the courage line, you know, so they have already gone in there, they're believing in themselves, and look at it, people in the rest of the world are so inspired. If this happens to my country, I'm going to fight too, right? Yeah. And even with patients with cancer, the survivors, the people who are going through it, you know, when they have that approach. I had a client who had a 10-year-old granddaughter, you know, who had a brain tumor. And she, you know, 10-year-old, well, you'd say, what can she have as a courage? Well, she drew, she made cards for her friends, hundreds and hundreds of cards, loving cards that she gave out to her friends. And it touched everybody, even those who just knew her friends, or the community that was supporting the girl and her family. You know, we all get inspired by that love, the kindness, because that's what a 10-year-old girls do, right?
Yeah.
So they have that, and the inspiration comes to the rest of us. So courage is a very, very important thing to look at. Neutrality is next. Like, you're not attached. I can get my goal, or I may not get my goal. Not attached to an outcome. Now, people think that, oh, if you're not attached to an outcome, how can I get motivated? You will become unstoppable because you know what you want. You focus your attention on your actions, and there is no such thing. I have to say this again. There is no such thing as failure, only feedback. So you got a feedback. I tried, and I remember how Thomas Edison did, you know, I think it was about 1,044 times, you know, it says, well, I know now all those ways that don't work. Then it worked, you know, the filament that made the electric
bulb. Yeah, exactly.
So I can go on and on, a couple of hours discussing this, but the most important thing is the transformation. Talk to a mentor, listen to what it is that, you know, you look at it. And the thing is not talking at you, it's talking with you, talking about you. It's important that you find a mentor that, you know, will talk about you and where your state in consciousness is. And then remember, all these consciousness, you don't have to go outside, because once you start awakening, you come up the levels. And that's what happens in sessions. And as they start coming up, they start seeing, you know, the clouds, you know, go away, fade away, and you see the sun behind the clouds. You are the sun. You have that power. You just didn't know you could awaken your superpower. Right. So that's what this is about.
I love it. And I love the way you talk about it and teach it. For those of you out there, Dr. Vijaya is joining me here today. And I want to just make sure all of you know, this is the way you can find what we're talking about. I love that you put this chart up, because we could spend hours walking through this, but also what you talked about, talking about the fact that the iceberg, the part we cannot see, right? That part we cannot see drives us in so many ways, right? It is that part that sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't. But I want to just, a couple of people are asking me to give them some more information. I want to get that. It's Dr. Vijaya, V-I-J-A-Y-A. You heard me pronounce it Nair, but it's not that. I'm going to pronounce it correctly. It's Nair, but it's N-A-I-R. You heard me correctly earlier in the show. That's now how you're going to find her. Google it, right? We're very informal here. So I'm Pat. She's Vijaya.
Yes. Please help with that, everyone.
I'm sorry, we're going to take slower. Yes. You will be able to find her. The websites we gave you are out there. Her books are out there. You know, we're talking about the three pillars to transform stress into power. But most importantly, we're talking about freedom. We're talking about power. I love that in your book title, you're using the word power. It is very hard, and I think you know this, It is extremely hard. It is really hard for women to say, I am powerful, right? It's very hard for women. We're getting there, Dr. Vijaya, right? We're getting there. But we are powerful. We can do this. I want to ask you in the time we have left, and thank you for showing that chart, because what happens to us in life, right? You wake up one morning, your child has a cold, you thought you were going to work, your boss is going to fire you if you don't come in, you accidentally didn't make a deposit in your bank account, you're overdrawn, you get to drive in your car. I mean, this sounds like a country western song now, right? You get to drive in your car, you don't have enough gas in the tank, you go in your wallet, you don't have cash, and you think my life is over. That's how quickly we can go down that slide, can't we?
We can, and we do, because we are taught first thing in the morning when you wake up, check your iPhone, we do all kinds of things, and then, you know, our thoughts, our power of thought just get us over. But what if we could get up in the morning and have an idea, have the impactful idea, I can now give thanks, gratitude energy for the things I do have in my life. Yeah, my kid has a cold, but I have a kid and I have the best hospital facilities, you know, in the world. It's just, you know, next door or not too far away. And there may be people who are listening to this call from different countries, but know that there are different things that are working applicable for you. That, yeah, I have a midwife next door and my child is going to give birth. You know, it's so many wonderful things that happening when we focus on the gratitude energy. And it's like, you know, a healing of the stress that we are under. What do I have as opposed to what I don't have? Yeah, I know what I don't have. Write it down, because once you write down something, it's your left brain, you know, writing it down, and your right brain creatively coming up with a solution. So I teach people how to use their right brain and left brain and their subconscious, clear your subconscious block when you look at a problem. Because everyone has been taught only one direction, all bad. It's a negative emotion. It's a negative feeling I have. Oh, my feelings, because it's so strong, I have to believe it. Nonsense. Your feelings are only coming from your thought in the moment. Just because a feeling is strong, it doesn't mean it's the truth. So you will get that, you know, understanding of, yeah, what does that mean? It's usually a subconscious block. And clearing the subconscious block, the underground, the submerged, you know, thinking you have, is something speciality that I do. And I teach the clients, how do you do it? And that's like transformational, because it's like, oh, I don't have a charge now. I can think about my brother. I had someone who come to me, you know, he had not talked, and he was a physician. 30 years, he hadn't talked to his brother. And he says, you know, something must be odd about me. I don't feel anything. It was actually the subconscious was like, he was trying to tell himself, I don't feel anything. So I know I'm indifferent to it. It was not indifference. It was apathy. Yeah. Apathy, like hopelessness. Remember that chart? It says hopelessness. I'm not going to see my brother. 30 years, I haven't spoken to him. And that was the only sibling he had. Guess what? We had to clear that subconscious block. And then he started getting a feeling. Feeling of what? When you clear your blocks, you start feeling, oh, compassion for myself, for the other person. And you never in a million years you felt that. You know, you think you would feel that. But you do. Clear your subconscious blocks. You can't do it yourself. You've got to get someone who's trained, you know, to know how to clear subconscious blocks.
I agree with you. That helps. Look, it does help, but it's also really important. I want to stay with this thought for a minute. You know, one, we have to acknowledge that we are worth whatever it takes to invest in getting someone to help us. That was the hardest thing in my life. You know what? I'll tell you what. I didn't really get it until being in my doctoral program, and I was just accidentally put in front of a mentor. But I really didn't get it until I came down with that mystery disease. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask for help. And I met the most incredible naturopath. I honestly, Dr. Nusheen Darvish, I understood, I learned about her culture. I learned where she came from. I learned how her people were, you know, persecuted for their faith, how young women were not allowed to get education. Mm-hmm. I learned about something we call natural integrated medicine, body, mind, spirit. But I will say this, I did not do it alone. I could not. I wouldn't be here. And I can't say this enough, right? You know it, and I know it. You're not here talking to me because you did this all by yourself, right?
It's absolutely not. It's all the mentors and teachers I've had, right? You've had. And, you know, every chance I have, you know, profound gratitude, you know, to know this. And then what do? Paid for it. Paid for it. Give it away. Give to people, those who want to come to you to learn, you know, how do I get over this? How do I get over that? It's their thinking. All the negative emotions, the fears and anxieties in the world is just turning towards a direction that is the truth. That's you. You, what do you want? You know, and clearing that blocks, clearing what it is and say like, oh my God, it's a brand new day. I didn't know the colors could be so bright, right? Everything looks beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what life is, you know, about, but not when you're in the lower levels of consciousness. That consciousness gives rise to thoughts, and thoughts have a vibration. They attract more of those thoughts. That's why when people come to me, because I'm also an abundance expert, and I have lack of abundance. I can't. And I said, well, and after a few questions, you know, oops, the consciousness and which level, and they are attracting the negativity. Yeah. If they're in a negative fear and worried state, and yeah, you know, not meeting my A game, and you know, I'm upset about it. So guess what? There are more upsets. You're calling out in a loudspeaker to the universe, send me more upsets. What you don't want shows up. But that is like only not because it's bad. It's to have you, you know, get muscles, develop muscles to transcend that. As you saw in consciousness, we have everything, including enlightenment within us. The possibility is there, peace and unconditional love. What can we say? We are powerful beyond our imagination.
But it really goes back to what you said. And this is why I love this. And this is why this is an ongoing conversation. And Jacob, put up the chart one more time, if you would, because it's one thing to see the chart that you brought forward. And I remember this from the book. And this is a book I go to all the time. But it's another thing to know how to move throughout this.
Exactly.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about the chart, but you have to learn how to move from that lower shame, humiliation, how to move, even if you move up a little bit, right? And isn't that what you're talking about? That's what you do in your webinars. That's what you're doing in your books. That's what you do when you speak, you teach, you coach. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because what do I want? What do you want from your whole heart? You know, what it wants after you clear all the negativities and you realize, oh my God, it's my thinking. And we have steps to do that. We have to go some ways. So when you start doing that very, very quickly, it doesn't take forever. But once you start going into the realms of power, not the force, not the low-level life, you know, emotions and feelings and consciousness, but now you can start taking action from a place of your unstoppable. You're unstoppable. You really got it. And you can feel the vibration. You feel chills down your back when you listen to somebody who talk about like, wow, their passion in life and what they want. It can be anything. It can be anything. It doesn't have to climb Mount Everest, you know. It's like, wow, this is what I want. And you can make it happen. I can't tell you the number of clients. I know we don't have much time here now. But come for a conversation. I invite all of you. If you have a conversation and you think it cannot be done, I bet you anything, 99.9999%, the conscious thought is not aligned with your subconscious. Your subconscious is going somewhere else, thinking, I can't do it. I'm not deserving enough. I'm not clever enough. And your conscious mind wants all the things in the world. So clearing your subconscious is a very, very important modality in there.
Yeah. Now, how do people get a hold of you? How do they schedule time? How do they do any of that? Let's make sure we're giving that out in a minute or so we have left here.
Go to the www.gobeyondstress.com/webinar. and watch the webinar if you're so interested in the podcast that we just did now. This is a fabulous, you know, Dr. Pat was wonderful. And if you're interested in that, go straight there. If you want to book a session with me, go to drvijayanair.com and sign up for a newsletter. Get so many of the newsletters. They will give you links.
Yep.
On my website is a link how you can contact me. And the books are there in Amazon.
And I want to just say it's Dr. drvijayanair.com. Any way you put that in Google, you put her name in there, you're going to get her. You're going to get gobeyondstress.com, the webinar. Sign up for that. I can't thank you enough for today. I know there's so much more we could be talking about, but this is a way to help people understand there is a pathway. There is a pathway to get you from whatever you're feeling, whatever your experience is, to that point in time where you're feeling powerful, feeling successful, and stress-free.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.